Unit 7, High Tech. Seven A, Exercise 3, page 56. Everything connected. Ever since the Altair 8800, the first desktop computer, went on sale in 1977, our microchipped friends have become smaller, cheaper, and much more powerful. Laptops took computers off the desk, and then smartphones allowed us to carry them onto the streets. Now we can access information and contact people wherever we are. So what's the next step? Say hello to the Internet of Things, IoT, where everything is connected to, well, everything else. So, how does it work? Basically, the IoT allows electrical devices to communicate between themselves over the Internet. These devices all have microchips and sensors which connect to each other, so one smart device can tell another what to do, such as switching itself on or off. There are already over 20 billion smart devices using the IoT to work independently, and it is predicted that in 10 years there will be 64 billion. The IoT is here, but how can it actually help us in our everyday lives? One example of the IoT is light bulbs that dim, get brighter, and even change color after you give a command to a digital assistant. Now take it one step further and imagine everything electrical in your house talking to each other. Your alarm clock goes off and tells the coffee maker to make a fresh cup of coffee, while it also gives a command for your bedroom windows to open. It could even give you a reminder to get up if you drop off again. Don't worry about running out of milk, because the refrigerator will contact the supermarket automatically and you will have the milk delivered to your house. And when it arrives, it is already paid for, as the money has been taken out of your bank account straight away. The IoT is not just for the home, though. It helps companies manage stock more efficiently by collecting data that can be used to predict customer behavior. And it's not just about the amount of paper in the stationery cupboard either. Factories are able to maintain industrial equipment better because machines can speak up when they need repairing or replacing. Also, medical information can be sent by wearables to our doctors to monitor us 24/7. This data can also be used to track crowds across the city, to inform us of traffic jams and cut air pollution. That's not the only way the IoT can help the environment, though. Sensors have already been installed in some trees in the Amazon rainforest, so when one is cut down illegally, the authorities track it and catch the offenders. In 1956, the first wireless remote control revolutionized TV. Viewers could change channels without getting up off the sofa. Now the IoT is making it possible for almost all the devices in the modern home to be activated remotely. Sit back and enjoy the Internet of Things. Life just got a little bit easier.